welcome to the Sea Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The best morning ever in our world is the morning that Jesus rose from the dead. He gives us hope that we can live again because Jesus lives again. Every day we rise from our sleep is a good morning with Jesus. Let's sing Good Morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, we say. We're happy, so happy to see you today. Good morning, good morning, good morning, we say. We're happy, so happy to see you today.
Did you know that Jesus gave us the Sabbath as a day of rest? Yes, that's right. A day of rest from doing all of our extra chores, our dishes, the laundry, lots of cooking, all the busyness. Jesus even rested in the grave after he died for our sins. He wants us to always have the gift of Sabbath rest. Let's sing My Sabbath.
Exodus chapter 31, verse 13.
My Sabbath is so key. For it is a sign between me and you. Hear what was ordained, that you may know that I am the Lord.
We are going to play a guessing game. I'll give you hints. Then you guess what it is. Are you ready? I was a friend of Jesus. My sisters were Mary and Martha. I am a man who was dead for 4 days. But when Jesus called my name, I came back to life. Who am I?
Lazarus.
Did you say Lazarus? I'm Lazarus. Next one. My mom and dad built Prophet Elisha a room over their house. Elisha prayed for my parents to have a baby boy. I was that baby boy. But later, I got really sick and died. But Elisha came back to my room, and God brought me back to life. Who am I? The Shunammite's son. That was a tricky one. Good job. Last one. I lived in Egypt. My mother put me in a basket boat to save me. When I became a man, I led God's people out of slavery through the Red Sea. Who am I?
Moses.
I'm Moses. These three people were all brought back to life after they died. They were special miracles that show that Jesus will one day raise all his people back to life. Our story today is about the life giver himself, Jesus, living again. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us so much that you were willing to die to save us. We love you. Amen. After Jesus died, his friends put him in a special grave. The grave was a little room cut out of a rocky hill, like a cave. Jesus' friends were very sad. They loved having Jesus with them. They had followed him for 3 years. They had learned so much from him. He had taught them the way and the truth and the life. They forgot that Jesus promised something. He had promised to live again after 3 days after he died. But the bad men who killed Jesus didn't forget his promise. They were afraid. They put a big, heavy stone in front of Jesus' tomb with soldiers all around it. They did not want Jesus to rise again and come out. Satan and his bad angels were there too. They didn't want anyone moving that heavy stone to let Jesus out. Jesus was in the grave all day Sabbath. Isn't that neat? He was still resting on the Sabbath. He had worked his whole life and now was the time to rest. Even in death, he was resting. Then, early Sunday morning, the soldiers were still guarding the tomb. Suddenly, the ground started shaking. Then a shining angel flashed down from heaven and rolled away the big stone. "Wake up! Wake up!" the angel called to Jesus. What do you think Jesus did? Right away, Jesus became alive again, just like he said, and he walked right out of the tomb. The strong soldiers were so afraid that they fell down. Satan's angels were terribly afraid, too. Later, the soldiers ran to tell the bad men that Jesus was living again. While they were gone, some ladies came to the tomb. The angels talked with them there. One of the ladies, named Mary, heard a voice and she turned around. "Who's talking to me?" Do you know who it was? It was Jesus. Jesus told Mary that he needed to talk to his heavenly Father. She wanted to hold him and hug him tight, but he had been away from his Father his 33 years of life. I think he wanted to give his Father God the very first hug when he rose from the dead. Jesus told Mary to tell his helpers he was alive, and Mary hurried away with the happy news. Jesus had kept his promise, just like he always does. Are you glad that Jesus is alive now? Yes, me too. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse today is John 11:25. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life." So who said that? Jesus did. You can point up to heaven. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life." Resurrection means rising up, and Jesus rose up from the grave. He rose up from the dead. So I want you to lift your hands up towards the sky like you're raising something up. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life." John 11:25. Now let's say it together. Jesus said,
"Jesus said,
I am the resurrection.
I am the resurrection.
And the life.
And the life."
John 11:25.
John 11:25.
It's time now for prayer. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For dying for us.
For dying for us.
And for becoming alive again.
And becoming alive again.
Help us remember.
Help us remember.
That you always keep your promises.
That you always keep your promises.
We love you.
We love you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Our closing song today is "Christ the Lord is Risen Today." What a blessing. Let's sing together. The Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.